USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is still spending the Christmas break at Mar-a-Lago, but he's still dealing with new threats from North Korea. Leader Kim Jong-un has been threatening to show off new strategic weapons.
He did sign a contract. He did sign an agreement talking about denuclearization.
The president met with Kim 6 months ago. He says he will give him room to back down. Former National Basketball Association Commissioner David Stern, who suffered a brain hemorrhage 3 weeks ago, died at age 77. He had led the NBA for 30 years, starting in 1984. Stern's family, including his wife Diane, was at his bedside. Under Stern's leadership, the NBA added 7 teams and 6 others relocated. He helped to create the WNBA, which began in 1997. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Some people in Illinois have been celebrating. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports on the first day of legal recreational marijuana in Illinois.
People young and old lined up to be among the first to legally buy recreational marijuana, including Leo Johnson.
It's worth the wait, you know. It's an experience, and it's a first time in history, you know, that weed is legal in Illinois. So
Joe Caltabiano is the co-founder and president of the Sunnyside owner Cresco Labs.
You can see demand is pretty high.
Demand is high. The state of Illinois has been wanting this. The patients of Illinois and the customers of Illinois have been wanting recreational cannabis for a while.
Caltabiano said they hope to stay ahead of demand, and he thinks they will.
A 3-year-old Phoenix boy is recovering from a gunshot wound. He was struck by a random bullet fired on New Year's Eve. The same situation in Houston. A stray bullet killed a 61-year-old nurse who was standing outside her home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A deadline is looming for a new trade deal. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump is set to sign phase one of a trade deal with China coming up on January 15th. And according to White House National Trade Council Director Peter Navarro, it's going to keep the economy moving in the right direction.
I think that I think 2020 needs to be the year where we have a very candid discussion about that aspect of the relationship. I think what President Trump has done beautifully in his first 3 years in office is changed the discussion about China. Prior to him taking office, it was economic engagement is going to turn them into a democracy. Today, I think there's a clear-eyed view amongst the American people on Capitol Hill. And the president has taken a hard line and gotten really good results from China. But this cyber espionage is intolerable, as is the killing of Americans with fentanyl. So I think those are going to be two 2020 important issues.
Audio courtesy of CNBC. Another Twitter account has been hacked. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
2019 ending unfortunately for Mariah Carey. Her Twitter account appears to have been hacked. The alleged hacker using the singer's account to post dozens of now deleted lewd and racist tweets.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.